Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend CL King coming to you live, or maybe not live, partially live, from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. A very unique format for me, a special broadcast. And so I am excited because it's something different. I love change, and not necessarily change for change's sake, but variability. There's something cool about something being new and being in a different environment. And so I am here today, this afternoon, on a Friday. I know some of y'all are ready to just get off for the weekend. And so I figured what better way to set you up for a great weekend than to have a dynamic, inspiring, motivational, powerful guest to join me on this Friday afternoon. Adrian Delgado is no stranger to Impacting Life 24/7. She is a registered licensed dietitian and has almost 20 years of experience in outpatient nutrition care. Adrian's passion includes helping her patients have a positive relationship with food. Y'all understand, y'all, it's a relationship. You know, and some of y'all getting, y'all got one-sided relationships with the food. We're going to work on that today, improving your energy levels and empowering her clients to live their best life. As a working mother of five children, she understands firsthand the challenges of balancing health and responsibilities. Adrian's specialty involves teaching clients how to create new habits, which include mindful eating tips and techniques and root work. Listen, I want you to know that Adrian resides in Philadelphia with her husband and her children. She enjoys running when nobody's chasing her, eating and cooking, gardening, and spending time with her family. In 2019, Adrian released a book. She became the author. I have it right here in my hands, ladies and gentlemen. The book of her first book, Nourish, Eat, Repeat, A Busy Woman's Guide to a Healthier Mind, Body, and Life. Adrian is also a dynamic public speaker and the host of a podcast, Nourish, Eat, and Repeat. And we are blessed, ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you that if I can twist someone's arm to get them back to our virtual studios, man, you know we are doing something well. And Adrian's a very busy lady. So I want you guys all around the world who will listen, join me in welcoming back to our studios, Adrian Delgado. Welcome, Adrian.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for letting me be here with you today. I am so excited. I hope you are ready because I'm pumped.
Yeah,
so.
I'm pumped too, man. Did we kill the introduction? Was that a good introduction for you?
That was a great introduction.
Yeah, that's what I said. I know you've been here before. So the next time you come, I'm just going to have to do something totally different on the introduction. We might have stars, you know, lights shining and flashing and fireworks going off. You never know, Adrian. This is just a privilege of ours because I know how much of in demand you are and how much of the work that you're doing and the great work that you're doing helping us folks who need to have better relationships with this thing called food understand how to wrap our heads around it. So, Adrian, before we get started, because you know this show is going to move fast, tell us, first of all, how people can contact you. That's real important. How can people get up with you, Adrian?
So, like you mentioned, I have a podcast myself called Nourish, Eat, Repeat. So you can tune into that. I give weekly Tuesdays, the new episodes will drop. And so you can hear some more wisdom. Also, you can follow me on social media. So Facebook, Instagram, at Body Metrics Health. Body Metrics Health and Wellness Services is the company that I co-own with my husband. And so you'll find some great information, some tips, and, you know, our website is bodymetricshealth.com. That probably is the best way to reach us.
Right.
And you can, you know, follow our blog is on there. Everything is on there. So tons of information, tons of free information. But then you can also reach out and work with me if you wish.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, Adrian. One of the things that that I was so impressed with, because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have a very vast vetting process for having guests on this show. And not everybody gets an invite back. But Adrian was so impressive and so down to earth and so real. And so it was so practical what she was teaching. I said, Adrian, I got to have you on Impacting Life 24/7 as our resident registered dietitian to help us eat better, sister. And she said, well, go ahead. And so we've booked Adrian. I think you're coming back on again this year, if I looked at the calendar right. And so Adrian Delgado from Philly up there in the city of brotherly love. Why don't you give us just a quick introduction, reintroduction of your story real quick, Adrian, and let people know who Adrian Delgado is.
Yeah, well, I actually started my journey in the pre-med realm when I went to school. I knew I loved science. I knew I wanted to help people. So I just assumed that meant doctor. But then as I was going through school, I also knew that having a family was, you know, something that was near and dear to me and on my heart. And so one day I was in a meeting with a bunch of students in a club. It was called Future Health Professionals, where we got to interview different doctors and specialties. And while all the other students in the class were asking questions like, you know, what is it like to work in your specialty? I'm the one raising my hand saying, how many kids do you have? Do you get to see them? Mm. And I knew right then and there that, you know, something that was so passionate about mine, being a mom one day, hopefully having a large family, I wasn't willing to compromise that part of who I was. So the next day I went through the course catalog and I said, where can I use all of my great knowledge and education to still help people? And I came across the study of nutrition and dietetics and haven't looked back. So what's really interesting is in one of my first nutrition classes, our professor asked us to write out a one-page paper of where we see ourselves in 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to own my own practice. I want to, you know, work, you know, I wouldn't say part-time because I work full-time, but right. I also want a family. And, you know, they say visualization or, you know, putting out your, you know, what you want in life, you know, it came to fruition. So yeah. I am living my dream right now. And it is such a privilege and an honor to help people live out their dreams as well.
You know, you brought up something. I know since we're friends now and you're part of the family of Impacting Life 24/7, you brought out something that's really interesting, that when you were looking at your career path, family factored into that more than probably even finances. And that's an interesting way to look at it, ladies and gentlemen, because here's what I tell people, because, you know, as you know, Adrian, we have a large family too. We've got 7 children. Mm-hmm. And one day the last 4 will get out of the house one day, whenever that might be, Adrian. But, you know, when we were young in the military and all that, folks were like, well, I'm not going to have kids right now because, you know, I'm waiting for my 401k to get here and us to purchase our first home and get equity. And I'm just like, you know what? Let me tell you something. Money comes and money goes, but family is really the thing that lasts. And so when you're centered like that, that, you know, your decisions are based around your family and what you want more than just finances, man, I'm just, my hat's off to you, Adrian. You get the Mom of the Year award, so congratulations on that.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, you know what? I think you bring up a really good point about waiting, right? We're always waiting for that perfect moment.
Right.
And anyone will tell you, stop waiting, just jump in there.
Right.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges when it comes to food, is we're waiting for that perfect time to start the next diet or to start that exercise program. And a lot of time will, you know, just march on by. And if we're not actively putting ourselves in a position to just start,
right,
we're going to be waiting a very long time.
So I have in my hands, ladies and gentlemen, the book, those of you listening to Impacting Life 24/7, I have in my hands the book from the author who happens to be my guest today, Nourish, Eat, and Repeat, A Busy Woman's Guide to a Healthier Mind, Body, and Life. And we're challenging ourselves today, because Adrian's going to not be a stranger on the show. We're going to do some rapid fire information from her book, because I want you guys to get it. In fact, if you order Adrian's book and you let her know that you ordered it from, you know, after hearing her on Impacting Life 24/7, we will send you a free hoodie from our merch store. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. All they got to do is say IL247 and we will send you a free, and those hoodies are not free, by the way, but we will send you a free one if you order her book today. And you can they get your book off your website too, Adrian?
Off the website they can, or Amazon
or bodymetricspa.com,
Health.
Right?
Bodymetricshealth.com. Okay. We actually have a new handle now.
Gotcha. So. Okay. So see, that's updated from my last notes. Bodymetrickshealth.com, right?
Yes. All right. You got
so,
it.
So look, ladies and gentlemen, we got to hustle before we get to our first commercial break. So Adrian, give us some tips here. What does it mean to set yourself up for success?
Well, so one of the things that is probably the biggest thorn in our side is that bathroom scale, right?
Yes.
Because that scale will dictate how we feel, not only about ourselves, but about our day based off of what that number says.
Right.
And I grew up with a watching my mom every single day getting dressed. And I remember, you know, I thought my mom was the most beautiful woman in the world, as most kids do, right?
Right.
And so I'd watch her get ready and do her hair and her makeup and get ready for work. And the very last thing she did before she left for the day was jump on that bathroom scale.
Mm.
And I remember watching her. She never said anything. But I remember watching like her shoulder slump or the look of disappointment on her face. And she could have been having a great morning, but if that number did not validate her or her efforts, she felt completely different.
Mm.
And for how many of us is that true?
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Right? When things are great and the scale is, you know, saying what we want it to say, we're on top of the world, you know. But when it doesn't, we feel crushed. We feel unmotivated. So I have some clients, I'll be honest with you, they jump on that scale multiple times throughout the day. It's almost like a
Yeah, I'm guilty, ladies and gentlemen. And she's actually preaching to me, and I'm rethinking my approach to this whole thing. Just listening to the great dietitian, Adrian, you're really helping us see that, man. Don't let your mood or you set yourself up for success. And sometimes it's not all wrapped into the scale, right?
Right. So the scale is information. It is not validation.
Wow. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a revelation by the great Miss Adrian Delgado. So setting yourself up for success. Let's get to another one. The practice of patience.
Oh, goodness. Yes. Huh? Patience is going to be your biggest virtue when it comes to accomplishing your health goals.
Mm-hmm.
So for a lot of us, we want instantaneous results.
Right.
We want it yesterday. The diet industry is known for promising us the world and under delivering. And
always.
Yet for some reason, we think it's our fault.
Right.
Right. They have designed a system for us to fail and brilliantly have convinced us that it's our fault doesn't follow through.
You drank this miracle juice. You didn't lose 40 pounds this week. Must be your fault.
Must be your fault because we designed the most perfect product out there. So
right.
You did it wrong. You know, everything about our culture is quick, fast, you know, instantaneous. So one of the things that I even talk about in the book is we don't have a microwave in our house, believe it or not. So I know it's like going back in time.
Totally strange, Adrian. Wow.
So yes, my husband threw out our microwave probably, 16 years ago.
Oh,
because
wow.
He said, if you can't stand in front of it when you're pregnant, you probably shouldn't stand in front of it at all. That was his thoughts.
Okay.
I know microwaves have changed over the years.
Yes.
but he still was at that mindset. And one day I was heating up water to make like a makeshift double broiler to heat up food for my oldest son. And he happened to come home early from work. And I didn't, because I would never use it in front of him
right. Because
he would get angry. But he surprised me by coming home for lunch that day. And I was heating up the water. I wasn't heating up the food. I was heating up the water. And he freaked out and he unplugged the microwave and threw it on the front yard.
Oh, wow.
I kid you not. He threw it on the front yard. And I was like, go pick up that microwave. We are not the people that throw appliances on our front yard. But everything, right? I mean, come on, we can't be those people. I already was the person that had all the fire trucks in front of my yard. We talked about that last time.
Right.
We are no longer the people that have appliances.
Well, man, so, practicing patience is truly an art form, and you definitely got to practice it to perfect it, huh?
Absolutely, because the scale or your health goals, it is not going to be a quick result.
Right.
You know, results happen from consistency over time. They don't come from one perfect action. And so if consistency over time is the equation for success, time is the big component here.
Yeah.
Right. And I think one of the biggest things that I ever learned, if you ever read, what was that book? Atomic Habits, right? Okay. I think most of us have read that book at some point. And what's interesting is we think that results are a direct reflection of our effort over time.
Okay.
So if we put in the effort over a certain amount of time, we should have the results we're looking for. That's what's promised to us.
Right.
Right. But that's not usually how progress happens. Usually there's, it's a almost like a, what's it called when you're, I'm trying to think of the word, a compound effect, right? You got to do a couple behaviors over time and you've got to layer them on top of each other. And then eventually you see progress.
Wow.
But there is a section of time where, you know, the lines don't match up. And we call that the valley of disappointment. And if patience is not a virtue that you possess, when you meet the valley of disappointment, you're most likely to give up.
Ah, so if we're not prepared for how to navigate through the valley, I mean, is that an inevitability that people will pass through there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, you absolutely will. But most of us give up the minute we have our first challenge or the minute we encounter our first hiccup.
Right.
And yeah, I tell people, you're not doing it wrong. That's just normal.
Right.
Like, that's going to happen. So, you know, knowing that it's going to happen, preparing yourself mentally for it to happen is what's going to help you move through and get to the other side. But most people will quit before that ever happens.
See, I'm joined today, ladies and gentlemen, by Adrienne Delgado, a repeat guest on Impacting Life 24/7. And I'm delighted to have her. She is the author of Nourish, Eat, Repeat, A Busy Woman's Guide to a Healthier Mind, Body, and Life. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about establishing order in your nest, preparing to leave your comfort zone, prioritizing your most precious gift. Man, we're going to talk about some stuff. And, you know, who better to talk with than someone who is actually living it? And this is the reason, part of the reason why Adrienne wrote this book. And so we're going to get into that in just a moment. But before we do that, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. Our amazing sponsors are truly the engines that help Impacting Life 24/7 produce phenomenal results in 33 states and 17 countries around the world. Our gold sponsors, Michelle Perry. She is the host of the Successful Diligence podcast and the best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You've got to get a copy of her book today. Connect with Michelle and get this dynamic book in your possession at successfuldiligence.com. Paula Cousson has dedicated her life volunteering in community youth programs such as the Young Marines. Paula believes that the greatest asset each young person has is an individual caring adult in their life. Our platinum sponsors, Mr. Gregory Smith, who is also the VP of the CL King Group and the executive producer of Impacting Life 24/7. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy of his book today by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Adrienne Barker. She is the host of the Adrienne Barker Speaks podcast, a life coach and CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. Connect with Adrienne Barker today at professionalglobaletiquette.com. If you would like to be a sponsor of our international podcast, which reaches states in the U.S. and countries around the world, it's very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com and sign up to partner with us today as we continue to impact one life One day at a time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's Impact Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. And we want to thank our sponsors for helping us throughout our mission. I remember when we first started, Adrian, nobody was listening to us. Even the local dog catcher wouldn't listen to Impact Life 24/7. But now, Adrian, even since the last time you were with us, our show is downloaded in 34 states and it's in 22 countries and on 21 different platforms.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Now you see why I mix it all while we're doing it, right? I ain't got time to be messing around with all these shows. I'm thankful. But part of the thing that our sponsors do is they help us in three areas. They help us keep the show on. They help us keep continuing to push the envelope for excellence. We've instituting multiple camera angles, and they help us take our youth programs to the communities for free. And so we just really appreciate our sponsors, and they help us bring people like you to our show. So Adrian Delgado is the author of Nourish, Eat, and Repeat. I've got it in my hands. For those of you who can't see me listening to the podcast, you're going to have to trust me. But if you order her book today and indicate that you heard us talk about it on Impacting Life 24/7, I'll send you a free hoodie. All you got to do is give me your address, and I will even pay the shipping. How cool is that? And you can get this book at several different places, at Amazon, but also at bodymetricshealth.com. Is that right, Adrian?
That's right. You got it.
All right. So, look, we're ready to rock and roll. We're continuing with rapid fire because, you know, these shows go by so fast. All right. So we were talking about, before we got to the break, establishing order in your nest. I've been dying to hear about this one. Tell me, Adrian.
This is all about preparation and making sure that you are preparing yourself to be successful. Because, listen, I have yet to meet somebody who is successful winging it. All right. Now, you may be the first person, but I have been doing this for almost 20 years. Right. And there has been nobody that has been successful. Just, I'll figure it out as I go.
Right.
No, you won't.
Right.
I can't do that. And I don't expect you to do anything that I can't do as well. So,
right.
So how can we set ourselves up to be successful? Number one, buy the veggie tray. Buy the veggie tray. They are not just for picnics and parties. She they are for survival that. Throughout the week.
She told us that before. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Make sure you have those nice little neat piles of veggies. Now, make sure when you have that veggie tray, you store it in your refrigerator upside down. Because if you have kids like I do and they open up the dome, all the vegetables will fall out all over your refrigerator.
Right.
And then you will be the one to clean them up because they sure as heck won't.
Right.
So, you know, you store it upside down so that way it turns into a bowl.
Right.
The dome part. And so that way it keeps your fridge nice and clean.
Yes, ma'am.
Also, Plan B meals. So, for a lot of us, we'll make a meal plan, right? This is what we want to eat this week. We'll call that Plan A. All right. But we all know that life gets in the way. And sometimes, you know, we're running late at work. We got to go pick up a kid from practice, get a flat tire, whatever the situation may be. And now Plan A is out the window, right? Because
mm-hmm. right.
I'm not going to be able to cook that meal because now I got to go pick somebody up or I got to stay at the office late.
Right.
So for a lot of us, we then opt to what we call Plan B, which is pizza or takeout or pickup
yep.
sandwiches.
Yep.
I am going to challenge you to not name takeout Plan B. I'm going to actually call that Plan C.
Okay.
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 We need a plan in between. It may not be your beautiful meal plan that you created at the beginning of the week, but it's not takeout.
Yeah.
So Plan B is, what can I put on the table in about 10 minutes that's going to satisfy, you know, my health goals, but also get the job done? Because at the end of the day, we need to get the job done.
Right.
Right. So this can be, maybe it's a bag of frozen stir fry vegetables and some chicken, you know, pre-cooked chicken from the grocery store and a bottle of teriyaki sauce.
You know, let me just interject real quick, doctor. I'm ready to call you Dr. Adrian, but let me call you doctor because it just sounds so cool. Dr. Delgado. Listen, I was just thinking about this. Convenience costs on both sides, right? Watch this. I might get my registered dietitianary certificate here. When I want my meals prepped and convenient for me to access throughout the week, that's going to cost me some time up front, right? In meal prep. But on the back end, if I want convenience and I wasn't prepared, it's going to cost me a bad meal. If I want convenience and I want to swing up to Bojangles and get me some chicken, some fried chicken and some fries and some sweet tea, that's going to cost me my health. Are you feeling what I'm saying, doctor?
So there's always a cost.
I tell my kids, if we don't get toilet paper from Sam's and y'all run out and I have to run up here to the gas station to get some, it may be convenient, but it's going to cost, right?
That's right.
You're telling us get something in the middle so it doesn't cost your health. That's powerful.
Yes. You know, it's almost like sometimes I'll say to my clients that don't want to waste food.
Right.
Right. You know, that's a big thing. We grow up with this value of we don't waste food. A lot of that has been passed down to us from our parents or grandparents, especially those that have been through the Depression era.
Right.
You did not waste food.
Right.
So now, you know, I have clients that struggle with, you know, leaving food behind or when their children leave food behind mm-hmm. because they don't want to waste. And I tell people it will go to waste. It will absolutely go to waste. It'll either go into the waste can or it will go on your waist.
Right. That's right.
Right. Just like there will be a cost.
Right.
There will be waste. It's just pick your waste because
right.
Not that I am a proponent of food waste at all. I actually have a whole chapter about that. You know, we want to be good resources of our, we want to be good stewards of our resources.
Right.
But at the same time, we, you know, telling ourselves that we will be a human garbage disposal and somehow that is going to make everything in the world better is just a story we're telling ourselves in the moment that needs to be rewritten.
Ooh, that's so powerful. Well, I tell you what, we get some good revelations on this afternoon session. I might do the show more like this with the daylight. Maybe we get some deeper revelations with the daylight on. Again, I've got as my guest in the virtual studios, Adrienne Delgado, RDLDN. She is the author of Nourish, Eat, and Repeat. I've got it right here in my hands, and I would like for you to get it in your hands today, too. This is a busy woman's guide to a healthier mind, body, and life. All you've got to do is go on to Amazon to get a copy of her book or to bodymetricshealth.com, or even if you message me, I'll hook you up with Adrienne. Any of those ways that you try to get this book, if you order it after hearing her on this show, we'll give you a free hoodie from our merch store. So next one, we got to hurry, Adrienne, preparing to leave your comfort zone.
Yeah. So again, this is going to go back to that winging it mentality. So interesting enough, right? We have those two parts of the brain. We have the front of our brain, which is our prefrontal cortex, and that's responsible for our goals and for logic and consequences. But then we also have the back of our brain called the habit brain or the midbrain. Some
right.
people like to call it the toddler brain
mm-hmm.
because everything that part of the brain thinks is through the lens of immediate gratification and pain avoidance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, more times than not, our toddler brain is what comes up with a solution, or it comes up with solutions first.
We're
not thinking
it.
With the logic part of our brain.
Right.
We're thinking, how do I solve this problem quickly and with the least amount of pain?
Right.
Right. So in your toilet paper example, how can I fix this? I can just run up to the gas station. It might cost me a little bit, but the convenience outweighs
right.
the cost in that moment you take care of it.
Right.
So nutrition is no different, right? We think we're going to make great decisions. Here's the deal. And I didn't write about this in my book, but we have two versions of ourselves. We have present day self and we have future self.
Mm.
And let's be honest, future self is a rock star.
Yeah.
Right. Future self is going to kill it. Like tomorrow I'm going to work out.
Yes.
I'm going to eat all the right foods. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to deal with my stress.
Yes.
Right. We have all these visions of what our future self is going to accomplish. And without any issues, kids are going to be great tomorrow. They're not going to fight. I'm going to get to work on time. Like we have this vision of who we think we're going to be. And then there's present day self who is like, I'm glad you're daydreaming, girl. But
right.
reality is kids are screaming. You
right.
missed work again. You spilled your coffee.
Yes.
You missed your workout. And you went through McDonald's on the way into work.
Yes.
Right? We have all this imagery of who we think we're going to be until we get into the moment and we realize that today is much like every other day.
Wow.
If you want to be successful, you have to set yourself up to be successful. And part of that is meal planning, right? We're not winging it. We're not just figuring it out as we go. If we want to accomplish something, we have to plan for it.
Right.
I mean, isn't that like a military mindset? Not to cross over, but you have a plan.
That's right.
And you have a backup plan for that plan. And you have a backup plan for that backup plan, right? Because you want to make sure that in order for you to be successful, you've already figured it out. You've
anticipated the challenges. That's called building redundancy, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. That's powerful, doctor.
Yes. So part of this is if you want to eat more salads, plan for them, buy them, purchase them, and actually follow through and eat them. But creating a meal plan is one of those things that a lot of people would like buy the same ingredients over and over because, you know, we're habit creatures.
Right.
So we go to the store, we grab the same meats, we grab the same starches, grab the same veggies, same snacks. And we don't really think about, you know, how does that impact our health? And if we want to make different choices, then we have to have the foods in our house to do so.
You know, you bring up a good point, and we're getting ready for another commercial break, but you bring up a good point, doctor, that I find that when we go out and are intentional about that, right, there's not a bunch of, because we still got some, I say they're kids, but they could be out on their own eventually. We've still got some young folks living in the house. So when we find that there's not a lot of young folks food, quick, you know, ho-hos and cupcakes and all that kind of stuff, and we buy intentionally, guess what we usually do? We usually eat that food. You know what I'm saying?
It's an amazing thing.
It's like, hey, what are we having for dinner tonight? Well, there's no hot dogs and macaroni and cheese, so why don't we have a salmon and spinach dinner? And it really is. And I am just really, the reason why I wanted to have you back and back again is because I love the way you've helped us understand that this is an intentional life. It does have journeys. I mean, it does have benchmarks. It does have toll gates, if you will. But we've got to start somewhere. So why not start today? And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you what, here's how you can get started. I am just the ultimate salesman. You guys know that. But here's how you can get started. You can get started by getting your copy of our great friend, Dr. Adrienne Delgado, her book, Nourish, Eat, and Repeat. This is a busy woman's guide to a healthier mind, body, and life. And we are going through rapid fire, but before we get back to it, because we're going to start talking about prioritizing your most precious gift, body basics, mind-blowing lessons you never learned in school. If we can get to all of this stuff, do as Southerners do. I like to know that because you up in Philly. I don't know what Southerners do, but I will go deaf. We might start with that one. Anyway, we're going to get right back to Adrienne Delgado and her book, Nourish, Eat, and Repeat, soon as we hear from another portion of our sponsors. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you, our sponsors are absolutely amazing. They're the reasons why we can keep moving forward in our mission on Impacting Life 24/7. Impacting Life 24/7 is an event that can be experienced locally and around the world because of our platinum sponsors. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina. Mike helps men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a faith-filled life. He is a compassionate leader in his church and is a devoted husband and father. Another platinum sponsor, Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. He is the executive director of the PRF Institute. He is the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity and Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be the premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. Another platinum sponsor, poet Katrina McCain. She is the author of Because She Decided to Love. This is a collection of poetry and prose about love and its impact on every relationship. This raw and uncut poetry book addresses the themes of how we experience love through loss, hurt, pain, grief, and passion. Because She Decided to Love takes readers through a journey from the sweetest to the most bitter emotions that love evokes. Get your copy of her book today at poetkatrinamccain.com. Another platinum sponsor, Dr. Skip Mondragon, MD. He is a 26-year Army veteran, National Veterans Wrestling Champion, and a dynamic speaker. He is also the author of Wrestling Depression is Not for Wimps, Lessons Learned from an Amateur Wrestler's Fight to Triumph Over Depression. Contact Dr. Skip Mondragon II at WrestlingIsNotForWimps.com. Another platinum sponsor, the Underdog Ninja Foundation. This foundation was founded in 2020 by Javi and Jessica Madrigal. This husband and wife team have been battling and overcoming heart disease for over 18 years. Their personal story and experiences have led to follow the calling of empowering, educating, and supporting those fighting heart disease. Contact this amazing team at underdogninja.org. If you'd like to know more about Impacting Life 24/7 or to become a sponsor, all that you have to do is do something very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, clkingspeaker.com. And I told you, I love that commercial there. This is Impacting Life 24/7. And part of the reasons why we're able to do what we do is because of our amazing sponsors. Our gold and platinum sponsors, they receive a commercial on every show that we do for the life of their sponsorship. So, and our sponsorship levels are really simple. They're really low. $1 is, let's see, what's the cheap, what's the lowest metal? Silver. The next is $5 for gold, and then our $15 platinum sponsors. And we're just thankful for our partnerships throughout the country and around the world. I am joined by my friend and guest, Adrian Delgado. She is the author of Nourish, Eat, and Repeat, A Busy Woman's Guide to a Healthier Mind, Body, and Life. You can pick up a copy of this book on Amazon, or you can get it on her website. And her website, let me get to the right screen here, is bodymetricshealth.com. And if you mention that you heard about this book on our show, we'll give you a free hoodie. Now, I was going in order. I told her I'd go in order, but we got to jump. We got to go to the southern portion. I said, let me skim this real quick. I love it. I got a story to tell you that goes along with this chapter. So tell us about, let me see, what does that say? What does that actual title of that chapter says? It says, do as southerners do. And I'm a southerner, y'all. I'm from Cleveland, but I'm a southerner now. Tell us about that chapter.
Well, one of our favorite places to vacation is in the South. So I love everything about it. I love country music. I love the slow pace. I love the scenery, the beauty, the temperature. You know, we get some humid summers up here in Philly, but I hate being cold. And right. So everything about the South is calling my name. But what really speaks to me about the South is their slow pace of living. Mm-hmm. Like everything up here in the North is quick and fast. I remember we were in Pigeon Forge, all right, mm-hmm. Tennessee.
Yep.
And we were walking through one of the like it was a touristy area, but the people would hold the door and they would actually wait for the person to go through and they would say, you know, hi, how are you? And then they would look at the person and for a response.
Right.
Where I don't want to stereotype, but up here in the North, you know, we kind of hold the door open and hopefully it doesn't hit you as you walk through. And it's like, hey, how are you? But your head is down and you're not even looking.
Right.
There's no eye contact. There's no connection.
Right.
You know, everything is about rush, rush, rush. And for many of us, our eating habits are the exact same. In fact, I had a gentleman this morning. All right. And my first client was at 8 this morning. And he says to me, I'm a fast eater. You don't understand. I was in the military. And so we had to learn how to eat quick. And then I looked at him and I said to him, how long has it been since you've been in the military? And he said, over 25 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, well, don't you think it's time to come up with a better excuse? Like, it's been over 25 years since you've been in it. Like,
right.
What has happened? So a lot of times we have learned to eat fast, whether it was come from childhood and, you know, rushing from one activity to the next. A lot of us, you know, not a lot of us, I should say, but some of us have a military background,
right,
where, you know, we had to eat quickly because we had to get back to our post or to the next part of our day. And so eating fast has just become normalized. The problem is it does take 20 minutes for that signal to go from your stomach to your brain to tell you that you're full.
Mm.
So if you are eating your meals in 8 minutes, there's a good chance you may go back for seconds because you may think you're still hungry.
Oh, see?
So and give you two pieces of advice. All right. You can either take your plate and divide it up into four quadrants and take about 5 minutes to eat each quadrant. That'll take you to the 20-minute mark. Mm-hmm. Or if that is difficult, because for some people that is challenging, you know, time yourself. See how long it takes you to finish your plate. Say it takes you 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then I need you to sit down for 13 minutes before you think about getting seconds.
Ooh.
I know.
Ooh. Right? So when I go to Captain George's with their all-you-can-eat crab legs down in South Carolina, I can't go back up for 13 minutes? Man.
That's right. That's right. It's not about getting your money's worth. This is about feeling good.
See, you're so right. That's brilliant, man. And look, ladies and gentlemen, again, listening to Impact Life 24/7. Thank you for listening. Our guest is Adrian Delgado. And listen to how practical that was, how simple, how employable that was. I've noticed that we have had a couple references to military. As you guys know, I'm a former Marine. We live in the Camp Lejeune area. And our son just yesterday raised his right hand to go be in the United States Army Band. And we're so excited for him. He leaves October 4th. So you talk about this. We got to hurry. Prioritizing your most precious gift. That's lesson five. What is that about?
Time, right? Ooh. Your most precious gift is your time. You can never get it back. So here's the deal with health. It takes time and it takes effort, right? But time is one of those things that we already are in limited supply of. So if you want to make changes to your health, it's going to take time. Mm-hmm. It's not time in like duration of it, but more of it's going to take time set aside.
Right.
To go to the grocery store, to plan the meals, to cook the food. And I think we forget that part. We have this vision in our head, oh, I'm going to be healthy or I'm going to do these changes. But then we never prioritize time to do the things that are necessary to see that come into fruition. Mm. So, oh, I'm going to work out. But if you're working a 14-hour day and then, you know, from work, you're going right into, you know, one activity to the next activity, or you're running the kids around from one thing to the next, when are you going to work out?
Right.
So whenever you say yes to another responsibility, you're saying no to your health. And I'm going to tell you something. I feel really strongly about this. The reason why, you know, we talk about like the war of obesity, or, you know, a lot of people are struggling with their weight or their health. It's not necessarily from a knowledge deficit. Mm-hmm. It's because we have never been taught self-care.
Okay.
Where we think self-care is selfish.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, and if we don't model what self-care looks like to our children, how are they going to know how to take care of their bodies? Like that's not necessarily going to be taught in school. That right. comes from what we model. And so showing sometimes your kids like, we're going to pass on that experience because I need to go to the grocery store and prep my food for the week. Or, you know what, I'm going to say no to that party because I know I'll get home late and in the morning is my only time to exercise. I'm not saying you can't be social and you can't have fun.
Right.
But if you don't, if we're not saying no, if we're saying yes to everything else, then we're saying no to self-care. And that makes it challenging. So teaching, what does self-care look like?
Wow, man. Now that's good. And man, we could do a whole show on that because I have struggled with this over the years. I'll tell you, Adrian, having at one point, at any one time, we've had as many as six of our seven kids in the house at one time. And we just could not do that. You're going to do ballerina, you're going to do soccer, you're going to do weightlifting, you're going to do this, and then run them all over God's country. But I do see parents that are doing that, right? And I see it's not a good thing to do, but I do see that everything is revolving around events and activity And it's not revolving. We're not modeling at all self-care. And that is something I've never, you're the first person I ever heard say that, that how to, and it's important for us to teach what self-care looks like. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, in some ways, I think having a large family is a gift because, like you said, it would be a logistical nightmare to right. have everybody do everything. Right. It's just not possible, especially when you work. You know, I work 2 evenings a week. My husband works a couple evenings a week. So then we're down to one person right. having to be everywhere. It's just, you can't do it.
Right.
And so, you know, and not being able to do all the things is not failure. It's taking care of yourself.
All right,
it's taking care of your people.
All right, we got to hurry. How long have we been on? An hour? It just
I think it goes by in like 5 minutes. You could tell me an hour, and I'd say three.
That happens when you're with a friend. So, Adrian, tell me about the this is Chet lesson 7, mind blowing lessons you never learned in school. To give us a nugget about that.
Yeah. So let's just talk about basics. Let's talk about water, mm-hmm. right? They don't teach you how much water to drink in school. So let's just talk about it here. So a good rule of thumb I always like to start with is how much water do you need in a day? Ideally, you want to take your body weight and divide it by 2. And that's how many ounces of water you should drink in a day.
So I need 9,000 ounces. I'm just wondering.
Maybe a little less.
I'm teasing. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that's a good starting point, uh-huh. right? Now, obviously, if you know you're an extra large person or a person of higher weight, that might not be feasible. All right. But we can, you know, where's our baseline? What can we start at? Mm-hmm. All right. Can I just start with 64 ounces and build my way up? Ideally, we want to go to the bathroom at least 6 to 8 times throughout the day. And we want our urine to be a clear to pale yellow. Mm-hmm. And we call it copious. Right. Which copious is just a fancy word for a lot.
Right.
Right. So if your first urination of the day is a little bit darker, that makes sense because you've held it overnight. But then after that, you want to be drinking throughout the day. My personal philosophy is I try to get all my water in by like 6-7 o'clock at night because rest is so important to me and sleep. That I do not want anything waking me up in the middle of the night. I fought hard to get all my kids to sleep through the night.
Right, right, right. You came.
I'm not
going to
have
right?
a bathroom visit mess that up.
That's good. Okay, so water consumption. Go ahead.
Right. Making sure for me, I always have a water bottle next to me at all times. I prefer drinking out of a straw because I feel like I can drink more that way.
Yeah.
There's something about, you know, having to open up the lid, tilt my head back. That yeah. feels like a lot of work.
Right.
So I use a straw. And now here's the thing. You want to make sure no more than 24 ounces in an hour.
Okay.
That's a little bit harder on your kidneys. So, you know, guzzling a half a gallon at 3 o'clock because you haven't drank all day. Not your best option.
I understand.
Okay. So that's just something quick and easy that everybody can implement. Water is probably one of the best things you can do for yourself. I think we talked about this last time, but if you ever stand in front of the refrigerator and you ask yourself that question, what do I want? And then you pick something and you eat it and you're like, no, that wasn't it. Open up that refrigerator. What do I want? Right. You grab something. Oh, that wasn't it.
Right.
Right. If you do not know what you are hungry for by the time your foot hits the kitchen, that is not hunger, that is thirst.
Ah, okay, okay.
The reason why that food isn't doing anything for you is because hunger is not the issue. Your body's thirsty.
It's thirsty, see? And I'm telling you what, I feel different. I feel better when I am actively hydrating throughout the day. So you're saying, like, let's say someone started with 64 ounces, you're saying no more than 24 ounces in an hour. So pace yourself
throughout the day. Yeah. For me, I like to drink a good 16 to 24 ounces as soon as my feet hit the floor
right.
in the morning,
right.
just get it out of the way. So it's not an issue.
Right.
And then I kind of pace myself. There's these really fun water bottles you can get with times on them, you right. know, to keep you motivated and focused. It's really whatever works best for you. But I wouldn't, no more than 24 ounces in an hour, just keep your kidneys healthy.
Roger. Any more lessons from that section?
Why don't we keep it at that? So okay, we can make good. Sure we get through them.
I want you to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that some of you who have struggles with drinking fluid, some people say, well, I just can't stomach drinking water. Let me ask you this. Do you encourage or allow some modifications, like maybe putting fruit in water or something like that?
Absolutely. That's a great point, because there are some people that don't enjoy it. I will say the more you drink it, the more you learn to tolerate it.
Right.
But fresh fruit, berries, citrus, are all great additions. Mint, cucumbers.
Yeah.
The flavored seltzers, as long as they're naturally flavored, right. They do well. I will say this. There's a lot of flavored seltzers out there sweetened with sugar alcohols. Mm-hmm. All right. So things like mannitol, erythritol, xylitol. That's okay. I don't have a problem with them, but do note that in some individuals, it makes them really gassy and bloated.
Yeah.
So if you are one of those people that you're noticing, I'm a little gassier than normal.
Right.
And you're not quite sure why, it could be your flavored seltzer.
All right, well, we got time for one more. I want to talk about this lesson in chapter 9, page 109. You say, keep it simple. That's what stands out to me so much about your book, is it's power, but yet it's simplicity. You said, keep it simple. What, help us with that.
Yeah, I think it's because we want to do all the things, right? When we think about our health, we have this long list of ideas in our head of what it has to look like. And along with that list comes a bunch of sub lists, mm-hmm. right? I got to do all these things and I got to do them perfectly. That's not how behavior change works, right? We pick one thing and we focus on that. And when we're ready, we can add a second thing. All right. But a lot of times we want to do all the things and then we get completely overwhelmed because we don't designate enough time. We don't have the energy to do it. And so then we give up.
We get totally frustrated.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
man, I'm just thinking about that because that's happened to me when, I don't know if you're familiar with the Workout Insanity by Sean T.
Yeah,
I bought that years ago. And when I popped in the first, maybe it was CDs still back then, but when I popped in the first CD, I had thought I had lost my mind and I was trying to find, where do I send this back to get my money back? Because it was so intense. But then here's what happened. I want to tell you how I completed the Insanity whole workout was I broke it down into smaller, doable chunks. So he has a warm-up that's almost equivalent to a lot of workouts. So, and it's 3 rounds per little exercise that he does in the warm up. So what I started doing and say, instead of failing and feeling miserable and all that, trying to get this complex thing down, I said, I'm going to simplify this and I'm just going to do the warm up. And even within the warm up, I'm only going to do the first round of the warm up till I can work my way up to the 3 rounds. When I found that I simplified it and I was able to actually accomplish something, then I was able to move on to doing the warm up through 3 times and then actually getting to the workup. So to the workout. So that really is powerful that you're telling us to don't overcomplicate this whole health journey, huh?
No, one thing. And actually one of the tips under that chapter is, you know, when it comes to eating, right? We talked about slowing down your pace, is simplifying your environment, right? What are you doing when you're eating? Are you looking at your phone? Are you watching TV?
Right.
You know, is your eating space cluttered? Do you have work on your desk? Right. All of those things overwhelm our psyche. And when we get overwhelmed, we stress eat.
That's right. Yeah. That's why I stopped eating in the studio. Because I'm like, this is where I work. I'm bringing food up here. And so that man is so powerful. You don't even realize it, though, do you, Adrian? It's like these subtle things that we take for granted are really, those subtle changes can make the world a difference.
Yeah, there's a line that I like. I think, I don't know, I'm trying to think what book I read it from, but it said, one space, one use.
One
space, one use.
And
you eat in the kitchen. You don't eat in the living room, because then your brain gets confused when you're watching TV. It thinks, we should be eating right now, because we always put these two together.
Right. Well, that's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, I am blown away. I don't know when you're coming back, Adrian. I think in November.
The holidays.
We're talking all about holiday eating. We're gonna mess everybody's holiday. I'm bringing the doctor back, and she gonna get y'all straight for the holidays. Nourish, eat, and repeat. This is a busy woman's guide to a healthier mind, body, and life. And you know, I can just say this, Adrian. A lot of people ask me. They say, you know, boy, you're just so sharp. You bring all these people on the show, and you know, you've got so much knowledge about things. And I'm like, no, that's not me. I actually bring people on the show to help me too. You know what I mean? Like when I'm finished in an interview like this, I feel like, man, I feel more powerful now. Like, okay, I'm going downstairs, holding my book under my arm. I'm going to get my 64-ounce jug filled up and cut up my cucumbers. Oh, we did have cucumber boats the other day. That was really good. So you'd be proud of me. But here's what I want everyone to realize is that Adrian Delgado is a highly sought-after nutritionist. And she gave us something that we can deploy today. Even if we just started one thing till we get Adrian back, if we started drinking water, man, if we just employed one thing, not getting discouraged by looking at the scale every few minutes, Chris King, if we did one thing and decluttered our area and made eating where it's supposed to be an eating place and work where it's supposed to be a workplace, those are very, very, like you didn't, Adrian didn't tell us that we had to go out and do all these crazy things. Some of the power that we have is right within the confines of our own life. Nourish, eat, and repeat, a busy woman's guide to a healthier mind, body, and life. Adrian, as you know, I always give the floor to our guests. So take 45 seconds to give the folks a word of encouragement.
Yeah, guys, I think, remember, nutrition and exercise, even accountability, these are all great tools to have in your belt. But honestly, where the true magic lies and the long-term investment is changing your mindset around food. It's changing your mindset around how you talk to yourself, how you view your body, how you think about food, how you nourish yourself. And until we can make those subtle changes, all we're left with is another diet. And so I want to challenge you to really think about some of your thoughts around food and your eating patterns and what it could look like to come up with a different thought. What would that look like? You know, what would it look like if I, you know, only ate food at the dinner table or at the kitchen counter instead of in front of my TV? What could that look like? And start asking better questions, because I think then you've had the solutions all along. It's just that nasty habit brain, you know, tries to tell you otherwise. And so that's what part of this book is, to help challenge you into thinking about new ways of trying things and seeing what works for you, because there is no one size fits all when it comes to nutrition. It's what feels best in your body, mind and body. So
that is so, so good. Nourish, eat, and repeat. This book that I have in my hands, and I hope it gets in your hands today, ladies and gentlemen, A Busy Woman's Guide to a Healthier Mind, Body, and Life. You can get this book on Amazon, or you can go to Adrian's website and get it there at bodymetricshealth.com. We're bringing her back, ladies and gentlemen, for the holiday season, so you might as well. I hope to be 20 pounds lighter when she comes back. And we thank you, Adrian, for sharing your time with us. This was probably one of the fastest episodes I have ever done, because the information is so, like, you want more of it. Like, you see, nourish, eat, and repeat. Like, man, I see it now, because that's sprinkled throughout the whole book. She's got those words sprinkled throughout the whole book. And so for those of you out there struggling and trying to find a way, this is a guide. This is such an easy guide. Guys, gals, young, old, get a copy of this book today, Nourish, Eat, and Repeat, on Amazon or bodymetricshealth.com. Adrian, we thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it. We can't wait to see you at the holidays.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, that's it. Very unique environment doing the show during the day. And it actually just really, really cool pre-recorded environment. So I think that I'm going to go nourish, eat, and repeat. A busy woman's guide to a healthier mind, body, and soul. And I love what she talked about, man, that some things we just got to say no to, y'all. We can't be at 94 practices, 64 games, 25 recitals. We can't be at everything. But are we modeling for our kids that busyness is the answer? And then we see maybe that their health struggles. We've passed on to them. Well, just stay busy. Put a lot of stuff on your events, on your calendar. Man, that was great. That was a very, very powerful point. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tune back in to Impact Life 24/7 every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. CLKingSpeaker.com. We'll talk to you again soon.